United States Department of Agriculture and the NRCS has had a very close and, I think, lasting relationship with the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. We've partnered on a number of activities, and I think we share a deep concern about the Gulf Coast and the ecosystem of the Gulf Coast. And certainly it's had its fair share of challenges from oil spills and storms. We understand and appreciate how important that ecosystem is. In the past, we've invested in a variety of activities, from our migratory bird initiative following the oil spill, a significant investment in the Gulf of Mexico initiative to prevent contaminants from getting into the Gulf, the longleaf pine initiative that the Forest Service has been engaged in, the Mississippi River Basin Health Watershed Initiative, in which we've invested nearly $50 million to also clean up the Gulf, and just our regular conservation programs. And we're excited about the potential for the Regional Conservation Partnership Program, which is another opportunity for USDA to partner with a number of entities and agencies throughout the federal government and the nonprofit world to encourage more conservation. The new Farm Bill gave us the opportunity to consolidate our easement programs and some of our wetland restoration programs, and today we're using that authority, that new easement authority, to announce a partnership with the Fish and Wildlife Foundation, a partnership that will essentially see the USDA, through NRCS, contribute up to $20 million initially to be matched by the foundation's $20 million contribution. Those resources will allow the USDA to extend to producers who may not be able to fully benefit from the oil spill recovery monies to also engage in conservation, which we think is extremely important and necessary to preserve and protect and conserve the ecosystem in the Gulf. It's also going to give us an opportunity through our partnership with the foundation to work in areas that USDA may not have jurisdiction, in urban areas in particular. Our hope is that this partnership that we're announcing today will be successful, that we'll eventually leverage additional resources from other partners, and hopefully will be such a success that we'll be able to continue to contribute additional dollars down the road, perhaps eventually getting to a partnership that might result in $100 million of investment in this area. What we hope to be able to do with these resources is to restore wetlands, to improve coastal dunes, to essentially focus on soil health in five states. We'll work with sister agencies as well within the federal government, the Department of Interior, NOAA, and we understand how significant this is. You know, the Gulf area is the major coastal wetland area in the country. It's obviously a major source of the seafood that the country depends on. Jobs are connected to this. It's the reason why we've invested resources in the past and why we're excited about this partnership. It's the reason why we continue to invest in research efforts as well to determine how best to assist and help. So we're looking forward to this partnership. We appreciate Chief Weller's leadership on this. And with that, I'll turn it over to the Chief for his comments, and then he'll allow Tom to say a few words as well. Chief?
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Secretary. Yes, we're very excited to be part of this partnership with the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, and in many respects, it demonstrates how working with the private sector and with the federal government and the public sector, how together we can leverage each other's capabilities and our assets to really bring focused, concerted, accelerated action in the Gulf region. In part, stepping back big picture here and looking at actual land ownership in the five Gulf states, if you look at who owns the land, 86% of the land in the Gulf region are owned by private landowners. Those are predominantly rural lands. Those are crop fields, pastures, and forests. And so it's the management of those lands, management of those forests, ultimately impacts the water, the quality of the water, and the quantity of the water that flows to the Gulf that provides habitat for trout species, but also fish species, and ultimately benefits the estuaries that the whole Gulf ecosystem depends upon. And so the announcement today is really an exciting announcement about leveraging each other's resources, as you said, $20 million from NRCS and from our Farm Bill conservation programs, as well as $20 million from the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation's resources, together to then accelerate and hopefully catalyze even more action on the ground. And what's also exciting is then we can utilize our partnership with soil and water conservation districts in the five states as well. These are other state and local agencies that help partner with us in the field. Together, With the district's NRCS, we have almost 430 field offices across the five Gulf states and almost 1,700 professionals that are in the fields to work on a voluntary basis with farmers and ranchers and forest landowners to help design and deliver conservation action to help them be successful in growing food and fiber, help their local economies, but also to help those in their neighbors and downstream by providing abundant wildlife habitat and abundant water for other species in the Gulf region. So we're very excited about this. It's just the beginning of the partnership, and we're excited to see where we can take this in the coming years.
Gee, thanks very much. Tom, would you like to take an opportunity to say a few words on behalf of the foundation?
Sure. Thank you, Secretary. On behalf of the foundation, we too are very excited and pleased to be able to establish this new partnership with USDA and the Natural Resources Conservation Service. If we really are, as the Secretary in Chief just mentioned, if we really are hoping to make a lasting difference in terms of improving the health of the Gulf ecosystem, we have to engage private landowners in efforts to improve water quality, improve stewardship on these working lands, restore wetlands to benefit migratory birds, and help the fish of the Gulf. And we think this is an excellent first step forward to demonstrate how that kind of public-private partnership can be facilitated, in our case, utilizing some of the significant resources that we've been given the responsibility to administer as part of the Gulf Environmental Benefit Fund. So we are very pleased and look forward to the great impact that we can mutually have as we work towards common goals in restoring the Gulf.